Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you. Call us at 240-312-3866 and we'll
make arrangements to have our doors open so you can drop it off. And if you want to be a part of the broadcast today, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. And we'll be glad to get you on the air to see what you think about reaching out to the community. As always, we know that the only things you do for Christ will last, and we're excited about reaching out. We're excited about giving everyone the opportunity to be able to share their overflow. And you know, it is an overflow. Anytime you have clothing and shoes and things of that nature just sitting around in your closet, we know you have an overflow. Some folks have stuff that they ain't even wore yet. They sitting in their closet with the tag still on it, and they just have an overflow. So, you know, this summer is the summer where you can give to someone that might be in need, and, you know, it's a good feeling to do that. So we're going to go outside, and we're going to talk to some folks and see how they feel about giving back to the community, how they feel about giving. Y'all all right? Everybody all right? You still good? You still good? We're going to ask this young lady right here, what do you think about this reach out to the community? What do you think about this? Giving hot dogs, giving clothes out to people. What do you think about this today?
Well, I think it's a great thing that we're doing here, because people that normally wouldn't come by and people that don't really know that we're here are able to see the good things that we're doing, and allows them to come back and benefit from the gifts that we've been given, and we're able to give back to the community. So I think it's awesome.
So what do you think about the overflow? You think everybody...
I think so. The time, people just don't think that other people may be open to receiving it, and that's why I think we're hesitant and we hold on to things sometimes.
Okay. So when you went out to pass out flyers, I think you were the one that went out and passed out flyers. So when you went out to pass out flyers, what was the reception to that people gave you?
The reception was 99% positive. I mean, in every bunch you'll have one that may not be receptive, but you just keep on moving. You don't focus on the knots. You focus on the halves. You focus on the wheels, and you just keep on moving and continue moving in Christ, you know, and continue embracing people with the love of God and the spirit that you have inside.
So what do you think about this? I know when we started it last year, people were saying, are you selling something? How much is it? And, you know, when we turned to them and we said, no, this is just overflow and we're giving it away, what do you think about that concept of Christ giving away from your excess?
Christ gave to us. We didn't have to pay Christ to die on the cross. And there are people that actually looked at us like, hey, I want to give you something. But I said, no, this is for free. We were blessed. We were blessed, whether it was we were blessed with the finance to be able to purchase it. We were blessed because people gave to us, so that it's just, you know, natural for us to want to give back things that people gave to us. So there are people that came up and said, hey, I want to donate for this water. I want to give you money for this. And I'm like, no, this is for you. This is a community. We're here to give, and we're not looking to receive anything back. So, and it felt good.
Amen. And you know, that's the thing about God. You know, he gives freely. And, you know, when he gives freely, I think a lot of times people say, wow, that's a little unusual. But when you begin to start thinking about, you know, all the blessings that he gave us, that giving back should just come natural to those of us who are in the church. Let me ask this other question. When you go and you approach people about Christ, I know the word of God says, you know, if you give someone something to eat, if you put some clothes on someone's back, they're more acceptable of listening to the word, because it's kind of hard to focus when you're hungry. It's kind of hard to focus when you don't have any clothes. And so by putting something in somebody's stomach, putting something in somebody's on somebody's back, do you think that helps the gospel to spread a little bit more?
I think it does, and I say that because people that are in need, you don't realize that they're in need. So as the spirits connect and you're able to give to people, they look at you as if you're not judging them. You don't understand what their shortcomings are or what their stresses are. You're giving, and they know that you're giving from your heart, and they're not expected to give you anything. So I think that it allows them to open themselves up, because you're opening yourself up in a giving spirit, which allows them to open themselves up to receive.
Amen. That's such an awesome blessing. And, you know, I think a lot of times we forget about that, that, you know, when you're just real with people and you're saying, hey, you know, I can come to you and say, God bless you, and you're still hungry. I can say, God bless you, and you still don't have a coat. And you're like, well, you know, that sounds good, but where's the action? And you know, we're excited about continuing to do this. We started this last year, and now we're doing it with another church. And so what we're praying to God today is that other churches will begin to start doing it. You know, we got a new birth in Northwest D.C. doing it right now. And so what we're praying is that, you know, as the word spread and as people get inspired, that, you know, this free giveaway on third Saturdays, you know, during the summer months, that we would have a great impact, you know, not only in our community, but around the community, you know, in the D.C. metropolitan area, and, you know, prayerfully going out to the whole United States of America. On last year, we had people that were able to get clothing and were able to send it to West Africa. And so, you know, it's not just a local ministry, but it's international. And, you know, I believe that's what, you know, when God says, you know, go to all nations and teach them the word. I think this is a way that churches can get out from behind their four walls and begin to start, you know, reaching out and making, you know, the words of Christ, the prophetic word that, you know, we can reach, you know, all nations. But we got to get out the side of the four walls.
Amen. Amen.
So what do you think about getting outside the four walls?
I'm all for that. We can set up shop in one of the schools around the area. You know, the school time will be starting up. And if we can get people to donate school supplies, we can take the other clothing items with some school supplies and book bags and things like that that people are going to need for the new school year. So it can be as big as our minds will allow it.
Amen. And we did do that toward the end of last year, summer, getting ready to go into the new year, school year. We were able to get school supplies out, and it was a blessing. But I think a lot of times people think, you know, it's got to be a great, great big thing. But I believe if everyone does a little bit, that we can make a great impact.
Each one teach one, each one tell one.
Amen. We're getting ready to go over here to some of these folks that in the cut over here. I'm going to check real quick and see if New Birth is on the line and see if they are able to tune in with us tonight, this afternoon. I'm going to check and see if they're able to tune in. New Birth hasn't tuned in with us yet, so we're going to go out and talk to some of these folks over here that are on the grill underneath the tree in the cut. They're over there trying to hide. Hey, but we're gonna get them out of the hiding business, see what they have to say about this evangelism stuff. How y'all doing over here under this tree over here? Is the weather good over underneath the tree? Talk to this young lady right here. What do you think about this type of outreach?
Good afternoon. I think it's beneficial to the community. It gives us an opportunity to give and for people to receive. I thank everybody who's come out so far, and I thank the ones who are out here giving their time. It's been a blessing. And we'll be out here each Saturday, third Saturday of the month, from 11 to 3. Come out, get a blessing, get something to eat, receive some clothes. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Amen. I thank you. And what is your name?
Sister Bryce.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Bryce. We're going to go over here and ask Brother Dr. Lee. How you doing, Dr. Lee?
I'm doing just fine, Pastor.
I'd like to say happy Saturday to everyone in the Heart of God Baptist Church. Please come out. Come out before 3 o'clock because we are enjoying ourselves. The community is the church, and the church is the community. Church is not brick and mortar. It's the people. So please come out and support us. And when I say support, just come on out and say howdy. What's up? Is there anything we can do to further the gospel of Jesus Christ? And that's what it's all about. It's larger than any of us. It's about Christ, and Christ was a servant, first of all. And he served the people. And that's what we're here for. We're here for a service. Amen.
Amen, Dr. Lee. I ask you a question. When you come out here, and you, I know you were here on last year, and you helped giving out clothes, and you helped giving out hot dogs and food. What was the overall response that you got from the folks?
People are very receptive to love. Love is not just saying I love you, but it's meeting people's needs. And the response was great. No commitment has had to be made. It's done without strings attached. And that's the wonderful thing about the gospel of Jesus Christ. No strings are attached. It's freely given if you're willing to receive it. Love means that under no condition it is to be given out. We love you. We love the community. Not because the community love us, but we love you and we want you to come out and fellowship with us.
Amen. We're going to talk to this young man over here. He's been helping out with us since last year, Deacon Hopkins. How you doing?
I'm doing fine today, Pastor. This outreach is good for the community, and God gave us the greatest gift, and we're just using some of that overflow that we have. As I told you recently, I was touched last year when this guy got one thing off the rack. I never seen a face light up like that before in my life. And that's memory has been entrenched in my mind ever since. So that's why I'm out here to push my way.
So what did he get off the rack?
He looked at me. He came over. I tried to give him a hot dog and a drink. He said, man, I got me a suit. But the way he said it, he said, I got me a suit. I said, what? But, you know, sometimes we take things for granted. But he said, I got me a suit. He held on that suit. So I gave him the hot dog and went and got his drink. And he said, thank you. I've been blessed already. But see, he blessed me. He didn't know it.
And what do you think about if every church along 450 would come out on the third Saturday and would do just something similar to this? How far do you think the gospel will spread?
It'll spread to all four corners of the earth, if you want to be frank about it. It'll keep on spreading. You know, just like the wildfire spread. Once the word start burning, it's going, nothing can stop it.
Amen, amen. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get folks out to spread the word and let people know, you know, that it's all good and that we want people to experience the great things of Christ. We got another young lady here, Minister Sykes. We'd like to hear from her. She can just share with us what she thinks about this outreach.
I think this outreach is a blessing to the community, and it's a blessing to us because we are blessed to be a blessing to others. But we have to realize that we need to rely on God. Psalms 121 tells us that I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. So are we really relying on God for everything that we have? We must realize that we cannot depend on anyone but God. And so with us giving this outreach ministry once a month, it shows and it gives us a way where we can give back to the community, because God has been good to us. And so when we have been blessed by God, God wants us to pass these blessings on to others. So I think that if all the churches on 450 would get together and come in and have the same thing, that it would be a great impact on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I know that's right. We're going to go over here and ask some more of these young folks what they think about it. Matter of fact, we got some visitors over here. We're going to see if we can get their names and see what they think about this. How y'all doing this afternoon? Doing all right? We ask, what's your name and how are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, what's your name?
Heather Cloud.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
So you enjoying yourself this afternoon?
Yes.
Were you able to get any clothes or anything?
I got a lot.
So is that going to help you out a little bit, you and your family?
Oh, yes. It will help out very much.
Amen. And how are you enjoying the hot dogs and chips and drink?
Very good.
So who are these little ones you have here?
My son Nicholas, this is my son Jeffrey, and that's her son Enrique.
Well, we thank you all for coming out, and we're going to be doing this every third Saturday. So spread the word to your friends, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. All right, we're going to go over here, and we're going to talk to First Lady of the Heart of God Baptist Church. Praise Lady, how you doing?
Fine. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm out here at Heart of God, give back to the community. It's a blessing. We have hamburger, hot dogs, food to give away. We have clothes. We have fellowship. We have church members to talk to you, pray for you. Whatever you need, we got. Amen, amen. Now we're going to hear from Misha Petway.
Hallelujah. It is truly a blessing to hear from First Lady. Passing the mic on to Sister Petway. Come on out and fellowship with us. We would love to see you. Just love to have you come out and take something for yourself, for your family, somebody you know. Send it to your country. Come on over. We are waiting for you at 7100 Chesapeake Road. We're outside with loving arms waiting to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. We're going to talk to another young lady.
Okay. Sister
Sharon, how you doing today?
Hi, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just wanted to ask you what you think about this outreach that we're doing today.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. I want to move away from that for just 1 second because I'm standing here looking at this flyer. We have our 10th annual prayer breakfast coming up. And it's at 7100 Chesapeake Road, Suite 206, right here at our church. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we would like for you to come on out for that. I have some numbers here for ticket information. Mother Thelma Strickland. 301-449-7022. Sister Mary Lee, 240-604-7827. Sister Sabrina Grimes, 202-277-3803. And our prayer breakfasts are really nice. I went to my first one about a year ago, and it was very surprising, first of all, because I had no idea what I was going to encounter once getting there. But it was a lot of fun. So for those of you who think that just because something's associated with a church that is not any fun, I'm here to tell you, change your mind and change it quick. But we had much fun that day. So come on out. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The date is August 3rd, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on August 3rd. So give us a call, 301-449-7022. 240-604-7827-202-277-3803. And if you don't mind, and if you're free on Thursday evening, come on out to our our Bible study. Another thing, if you think that just because it's associated with a church that it's no fun, then you need to be out here on a Thursday evening at 8 o'clock because it will blow your mind. We had a lot of fun last Thursday. This coming Thursday, we're going to be on the subject of submission. So it's getting hot in here. We touched on it about a month ago, and I looked up. It was the women against the men up in here. So you mentioned the word submission in most churches. You done started something. Well, we started something here at Heart of God Baptist Church. And if you want to see what we started, you be here Thursday night at 8. And you may have your opinion on the subject of submission. And he may even let you voice your opinion on submission at Heart of God Baptist Church. And once you finish voicing your opinion, he gonna tell you what he said about it. Now, if you think you know all about submission, and you might know, but if you just think you know when you don't know, be here Thursday night, and then you'll know.
Jesus is the name. I think I got Red B on the line. Red B, is that you?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Red B?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Turn that down a little bit. So how's it going over there in Northwest?
Everything's good, man. We had a great turnout. People were here bright and early. We started at 11, but we had some people waiting for us to get started, so it was good. So we had a good turnout. The weather's great. Got plenty of clothes. It was great. It was a good turnout, so we were happy about that. And like I say, this is our first one over here at New Birth. And just want to give a big shout-out to all of the young adults that came to help us out this morning, everybody that donated clothes and was just here setting up tables and chairs and everything. And just want to thank everybody out over here in Northwest that came out to pick up some clothing items and everything. So we got rid of a lot of So God really blessed us. So we're really excited about the great work that taking place over here at New Birth Baptist Church.
Folks getting some good hot dogs over there?
Well, we didn't do the hot dogs. We just had the water today.
Okay.
I don't think folks wanted no food today. It was a little hot over here, so we just had the waters out to keep everybody cool today. So hopefully next month we'll bring out the grill and do the hot dogs and sodas and chips and everything. So today we just had the waters and the juices out to quench people's thirst. So hopefully next month we'll bring out the food. But like I say, overall, it was a great turnout for our first time here and first time doing it. So, you know, God really blessed us, and we're looking forward to doing it again, you know, for the next few months while the weather's nice. And we also going to have a service this afternoon at 5 o'clock. We were going to do a tent service, but the forecast is calling for rain this afternoon, so we're just going to move the service inside at 5, and we have a Pastor Calvin Smith and his congregation coming. So we're excited about that. We got a busy day going, but we thank God for the wonderful weather, and just thank God for everybody that's played a hand and you know, getting this clothing drive up and running. And you know, so we're looking forward to great things that's getting ready to take place.
Amen. So as far as when you were giving out the clothes, what was the response when you were giving out the clothes?
Well, I mean, you know how it is. Everybody's like, y'all having a yard sale? I say, no. I said, all of this is free. So, you know, people's faces are always turned upside down when you tell them it's free. But, you know, people were coming and walking by the church, and they were looking, and, you know, people were wondering, like, are they selling? And I said, no, this is a giveaway. So, you know, we had the table set up, you know, for them to look. Women's, children's, you know, men's clothing, and we just told people to come and help themselves. And, you know, we met a lot of young brothers who are out here on the streets, a lot of them homeless. You know, they were very appreciative. You know, one young brother said, you know, he was so thankful. You know, he said he got some clothes for himself and even got some for his children. So, you know, so it was just a blessing. You know, folks were very appreciative and thankful, you know, and that's what it's all about, just lending a helping hand. You know, and just trying to make a difference, in, you know, in other people's lives, especially those who are less fortunate than we are.
Amen. And, you know, that's
that's what we were talking about earlier, Rev B, is that, you know, people are more receptive when you have given them something in their belly and something on their back. And, you know, we're just challenging the folks over here in the Landover Hills area that, you know, if churches would get together once a month and just go out, you know, it would make a greater impact in our communities if people would see the love of God.
Yeah.
A lot of times we get caught up inside our four walls, entertaining ourselves, not carrying out the great command or the great commission that God says for us to carry out, and clothing and feeding and visiting folks, what we need.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, we're not trying to outdo anybody. I mean, you know, right where New Birth is located, we're probably like one of maybe four or five other churches probably within, you know, a three, four block radius. So, you know, it's, you know, but like I say, we're just trying to just make a difference in the community, just helping people out as much as we can, and, you know, just trying to be a blessing to somebody. So, like I said, this was our first giveaway here at New Birth, and, you know, we're looking forward to doing it again next month, and, you know, we're going to try to keep it going throughout the summer, and, you know, hopefully take it into, you know, September and October. You know, if the weather holds up, we can do it outside. If not, we're moving inside. But, you know, it's just a seed that we're planting here at New Birth, you know, especially right. Just trying to get our right. Young adults and young people involved about, right. You know, just being a blessing to folks, you know, whether you're clothing them or feeding them or giving them encouraging word right. Or whatever, right. You know, that's pretty much what we want right. To do.
Exactly. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I think a lot of times people think they just want to, you know, do it one time and stop, but, you know, this is going on our second year. So if every year we can get another, you know, church to come on board, then, you know, that would be great. And, you know, it's just a blessing to see the vision come through. I know on last year, you know, we were talking about getting New Birth to start, and, you know, here it is. You know, you all are doing your first one, which is awesome. And, you know, we just want to keep encouraging more and more people to get out and spread that good news, man, and you know, stick with it and know that, you know, our labor in the Lord is not in vain, knowing that, you know, the only thing we do for Christ will last. And you just have to do it. We know the enemy is upset and there's always going to be opposition, but if we just continue to do it, you know, God
right,
and Christ
exactly.
Will give us the
strength, you know,
to do it.
And that's what we always talked about, you know. I said everybody's not going to see the vision, everybody's not going to be on board, but you know, if you have one or two people that are willing to stick with you, you know, it's great. And, you know, like I say, you know, not all of New Birth was out here to support, but it's cool because we had enough to get what we needed to get done. So, you know, and that's what I said, that's what it's all about, you know. And, you know, we don't want nobody to be here that don't want to be here. We don't want to force this upon nobody because, you know, this type of work ain't for everybody, you know. So, because some people just don't want to do it. You know, some people just want to come to church, and that's it. You know, they don't want to go above right. And beyond, and they don't want to, right. You know, do what God has commanded you to do, to open up your doors and to go out into the communities and reach, you know, reach different people from all races, colors, and creeds, because that's what it's about. You know, it's about, you know, being friendly, you know. And, right. You know, and so we were thankful for the faithful few that came out today. You know, we wish we could have had more people from the church to come out. But like I say, you know, once the train gets moving, you know,
there you
that's
go.
When everybody wants to jump on board. But, you
there
know,
you
we don't need that. We need people here when the groundwork is being laid. But like I say,
right.
You know, this type of work is not for everybody. You know, it's not for everybody. But we're just thankful, you know, for the support that, you know, the young adults gave us here at New Birth. And we're just thankful for the, you know, the community here. You know, over here in Mount Vernon Square, Northwest, where New Birth is located, for everybody that's
right.
Coming out. You know, we met some community activists that came out, you know, people that are looking, you know, for help and support from the church. We just met a lady down the street
right.
Who works for the D.C. Park and Recreation. And, you know, she was saying that, you know, every Saturday from now until August, they have a basketball tournament that goes on every Saturday, and you know, it covers all age groups, You know, she was really soliciting the help of the church, you know, to help a lot of these young people, you know, give something to eat, water, whatever. So that's something that we're going to think about doing, you know, as well as support, you know, support that effort as well to let them know that, hey, New Birth is here and we're supporting your effort. So, you know, Pastor C, is so much work that can be done, and it doesn't take a whole lot. It just takes just a little bit of effort and a little bit of time. You know, and God will bless you for those efforts, you know, if you stay faithful and committed to it.
Amen, amen. And we have some financial education services that we're going to join together with our July outreach, and that's going to be on the third Saturday in July, and we're going to be at 11. We're going to be talking about. How people can get their credit together. And a lot of times people find themselves unable to, you know, get, you know, home or get reasonable rates or, you know, insurance or anything because of their credit is bad. So we're going to have a credit workshop here at the Heart of God Baptist Church. That's going to be on the third Saturday in July. And a gentleman by the name of Derek Smith. He's a regional sales director. Dynamite guy. I spoke to him on last month when we had our Praise Covenant International Fellowship. And we were able to connect with him. And he was saying one of the reasons why churches and people struggle is because they don't have their finances together. And he is willing to come out on the third Saturday in July, which will be the 20th at 11 o'clock. To share with us what, you know, particularly we as a people need to do to get our credit in order. And then once you get your credit in order, you can, you know, get your finances together where you can do more ministry, you can do more things for the church, you can do more things for your family. But it's something that he is willing to do as far as financial education. And so we're going to be inviting people not only on the free giveaway to come out with the clothing, but also to come out and get your credit straight. It's amazing what difference in prices you pay, whether it's insurance, whether it's for cars, whether it's for housing, whatever, if you don't have good credit. And so we're excited about that. So these are the type of things that we talked about initially on last year, Rev B, and they're starting to come to fruition, and we're just excited about it. And we just want everyone to know that, you know, more is coming. And just take advantage of it. Tell somebody, tell your neighbor, tell your coworker, tell your church member, you know, that, you know, these things are stuff that can help us as a people to improve our standard and quality. Rebbe?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, you know, like you say, that's something that we definitely want to get going. Credit is very important. You know, some people don't even know, you know, what their credit history is or what their credit score is. So, you know, all those things you got to be on top of, you know, because they're very, very important, especially if you want to get a car, home, you know, you want to get interest rates on homes and things of that nature. So it's very important to make sure that, you know, you try to, you know, spend your money well, pay your bills on time, and do all of those things that in the long run will help you out. So, you know, that's something that, you know, we as our people need to stay on top of. You know, we shouldn't have to always be borrowing money at high interest rates, but we should be able to sometimes walk in and get what we want and have little to no interest rate because our credit history is good. So that's what we want to start doing, is working on that credit history.
So it's a blessing. He also is showing people, you know, how they can monitor it. It's a whole package of how you can monitor for, we know there's identity theft run rampant in the country today, in the world today, and he's going to educate on identity theft also, of how once you get your credit, you know, in order, how you can keep it in order, because people are just mean-spirited and will like to take advantage of your good credit, something that you work hard for, something that you, you know, or we're consistent in, and someone, you know, just comes in and hijacks it, and then you're in distress for a long period of time. So he also teaches about identity theft and how to keep your identity and all of your accounts
safe. So this is great stuff, man. I mean, it's stuff that, you know, is needed. It's not something where you have to pay for it. And so, you know, when you can get a free education on credit repair, credit security, identity theft, we need to put it on our calendar, because all of us are susceptible to these things. And so, again, that's going to be on the third Saturday in July, the 20th at 11 o'clock, right here at the Heart of God Baptist Church at 7100 Chesapeake Road, Andover Hills, Maryland, Suite 205 and 206. We're going to be here starting at 11 o'clock, and we invite everyone to come out and get your credit straight, find out about identity theft, and get yourself back in a situation where you can live an abundant life, and it's all free. Again, this is our free giveaway, along with Reb B and the New Birth Baptist Church over in Northwest Washington, D.C. We're over in Landover Hills. We talked about a simulcast on last year, and here we are broadcasting simultaneously, doing the same thing, giving away drinks and food and clothing, and it's just a blessing. And we just say to God be the glory. We look forward to this being something that happens every third Saturday at every church and every community, so that God's message can get out and that people can come to know him as Lord and Savior of their lives, and also be able to live in an abundant life.
Yep.
And so that's what it's all about. And we are just grateful today for everyone that's participating in Maryland and in D.C. And we're looking forward to more folks participating. Reb B?
Real quick, Pastor C. Hello?
Yes.
Pastor C, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, we had a little movement going on here. I didn't know if I had lost you there for a second.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
So you still there?
I'm here. But yeah, I just like I say, we've been here since like about 10, so we're getting ready to wrap up at like 2. But
okay.
So like I said, we just want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting us here today. Like I say, this is our first ever free giveaway, and like I say, we'll be doing it next month. And we're gonna come back this afternoon at 5 and have a little praise and worship. So if anybody's in the area, we're 1200 Kirby Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., right off of New York Avenue, New Birth Baptist Church, right on the corner. And, you know, come on by and fellowship with us if you're able to today. We'll be here this afternoon starting at about 5. And hopefully, you know, the Lord will bless us again. We know he will, so we're thankful for that. And, you know, we're just looking forward to great things that will be taking place over the summer, you know, not only here at New Birth, but also at the Heart of God. And just we're very thankful for the pastors at CDC, you know, for all the great work that they continue to do as well. So, you know, we're just excited about what God has done with this ministry from, you know, the time we started last year up until now. So
right.
We just thank God for
right.
all of that.
We are excited about, you know, our Thursday night T-Nuts. There's nothing new under the sun. Also, we combine with New Birth on Thursday nights here at 7100 Chesapeake Road. We had a good word with Sheila G. And Dr. G., pastor and first lady of New Birth Baptist Church. And we also had Big Brother Brandon and Miss Jessica were providing some gospel music on Thursday. So it was really, really good. And so that's every Thursday night. We're going to take a break because of the holiday, July 4th. But the following Thursday, we're going to pick back up. And we're excited about people getting the word of God in a way that they can understand it and apply it to their lives. So we're excited about that. So come on out on Thursday night at 8 o'clock at 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. New Birth Baptist and Heart of God Baptist. We're combining our ministries, the music ministry, the word is being taught, and it's just a great, great time to have a family atmosphere. You don't have to dress up, put on any airs, bring your children, just bring yourself, and You can dial in on the phone by calling at 347-324-5569, or you can log on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastor's Aid. And anytime you want to hear any of our previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastor's Aid and scroll down to the on-demand section, and you can get a little taste, a sampling of what we do on every Friday and every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. and also on Thursday nights from 8 to 9. And then during the summer months, every third Saturday, starting next month, we'll also be doing our free giveaway. So a lot going on, and I'm sure there's more to come, but we just want to put it out there that everybody can tune in and be blessed. And as always, we just thank all of our very fine listeners who continue to dial in and call in and go to the archive broadcast and who have supported us from last year up until this point. Reb?
Definitely. Definitely want to thank all of our listeners who support us each and every week, who've been supporting us for the last year. So we just want to give a shout out to all of our listeners who listen to us every Friday and every Sunday. So we're very thankful for that. As well, for those who call in live or for those who go back and go back and listen to the archive shows. So we're very thankful for all of those things that people have continued to support us here. And we just thank God for the fellowship, and just thank God for where he's brought us from, you know, in the past year. And we're just looking for, you know, great things to continue to happen. We know we're just getting started, you know, so we got a lot more things that we really want, you know, to look forward to doing. So like you say, we just ask everybody, just keep your ears open. We're going to have a lot going on. And, you know, all we're doing is about just putting people in the right places with the right people, you know, getting them hooked up with the resources that's going to help not only them, but help their families, help their churches, and most importantly, help the community. So we're very excited about that. And we're just looking forward to the great efforts. And of course, always we do give a big shout out to Pastor C for all of this, you know, for being inspiration to me and wanting me to help get the ball rolling over here at New Birth. So we're thankful for that. And, you know, just thank you for all of your support and just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, I'll be right there. So we definitely thank God for all of that as well.
Amen. We're going to ask Miss Misha. Miss Misha. How you doing, Ms. Misha? Reb B's on the other line.
Hey, Reb.
Hey, sister. How you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Just trying to stay cool in this heat. But other than that, this is good.
Me too. I just walked over to the shade.
Hey, Ms. Misha, you were with us on last year when we started this giveaway on the third Saturdays in the month. What is one of the biggest things you think, how it impacts the community? What do you think it does for the community by us getting outside the four walls of the building and coming and letting people know that, you know, we're here and, you know, we care and that, you know, we want to be a resource for them? What do you think is the biggest impact?
The biggest impact to me, Pastor, is just to let people know that we're here and to show them what you just said, that we care and that we want to reach out to them and let them know that we will help them when they need to be helped. A lot of people today don't get help, and they're struggling. So just being able to give to some person that are in need and can't get is just a blessing. And last year we did this, and it was a really good turnout for our first year doing it. We had people coming here to send things to their homelands and things, and they really benefited from those things. And it was just wonderful to see how God blessed us to be able to bless somebody else.
Amen. We have a couple folk out here. Just ask what your name is.
Robin.
How you doing, Robin?
How are you?
Good. You trying to stay cool?
Trying to stay cool, yes.
Were you able to get any anything that might help you, a hot dog, a cold drink, or something, a piece of clothing or something?
Well, the
We've been on the radio since 1 o'clock.
And I have a client over here. We're from the salon over across the street and want to get a hot dog. So, yeah.
Well, we thank you for coming out. We're going to ask the client. What's your name? Yeah, we got a hot dog coming up for you. We just want to thank you for coming over and supporting us. And we're going to be out here every third Saturday until the weather starts getting a little cooler. But tell your friends, tell your family. We're going to, you know, need clothes. If people want to bring clothes from their overflow, that, you know, we're going to be doing this all summer long. So we just thank you for coming out. And know that, you know, we care about our community, and so that's why we're out here.
So
you go,
we
got
sex. Yes.
We're going to go back in. Rare B, anything you need to ask Miss Misha?
No, I'm sorry we missed the youth function the other Friday. We had another engagement, but I did want to apologize for that. But keep us in the loop for next time.
All right, Rare B, and no apologies needed there. Pastor wants us to take this thing to the street. So we're going to gear up so we can take this thing to the street. We're going to have Mike Rose and God's Artillery and the praise dancers just glorifying God right here in the parking lot. So hopefully my brother's keeper can come over and be a part of that.
Amen. Well, keep us posted.
Amen. Congratulations to New Birth, too. I shouldn't say congratulations, but this is, I hear you guys are doing the outreach over there, and God is just so awesome. He's moving all across the world. So I just told First Lady, I said, maybe I should have come over there to New Birth. Y'all were closer to me, but I'm grateful to be out here with my family.
Yeah, well, you can come next month because we'll be doing it again next month. Matter of fact, we'll be doing it the third Saturday in July. So if you want to come over here and fellowship with us, you can, you know, come over for a little bit. So we'll probably start about 11, and we usually do like 11 or 2. So, you know, we're going to be pretty much trying to do it, you know, every month from here on out as well.
Okay, so I'll spread my love. Come over there and come over here. God bless you, Rev.
Right. Take care. Thank you.
All right, we're going to talk to one of our members, Sister Randall. Sister Randall, what do you think about this outreach?
I think it is the greatest thing that Heart of God Baptist Church has done for this community. It has served as a personal, upright outreach. People are doing it, and the community is benefiting from it. And this is our second year. Thank God we can see what we're doing. God only knows why we are doing it, because we as a people know the needs of this community, of the ones that are fortunate to have, and we are able to do a good deed to these people by giving at no cost. And you can see the smiles on their faces, the hunger that's in some children. And they are benefiting from this.
I'm just on the phone, yeah. So whenever y'all ready.
It's a labor of love that we have set out an effort to do this. And we know what God says when you give to those that are less fortunate. I think it is the greatest thing we could have done at this time.
Well, Rare B, you got any feedback for Sister Randolph on it? She loves doing this thing. You got any feedback for her, Rare B? Sound like he might be busy. But Sister Randolph, one of the things that we were talking about earlier was how just to be able to, you know, impact people. When you were talking about the young kids, you know, and they were coming, they were getting something to eat, they were getting something cold to drink. You know, what is that? What do you think that does for a kid to say, hey, you know, I got some place that they call a church, and these people are outside, and they're giving me stuff to wear, they're giving me stuff to drink, stuff to eat. How do you think that affects a young child?
Well, a young child that is hungry, that they apparently have nowhere to go or no one to give to them. They don't have a way of expressing it, but, you know, deep down in their heart, they feel that, we went somewhere today, excuse me, and we were able to eat. and fill our hungry little bellies at no cost. It takes the pressure off the parent. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've worked in the school system, and you see the hunger in the children's eyes. They don't have it. And when they do receive it, it makes them happy. It takes the sadness away. It gives them a feeling of somebody loves me, somebody cares for me. And it's not that my mom or my dad can't give it to me, but somebody else instead is standing in the gap to give to them. And they receive it with a smile on their face. It's nothing no more rewarding than to see a happy child, a child that was hungry. Now they feel more loved and filled up. And we're playing a big role in satisfying the palate of these kids. My slogan is, I'm a palate pleaser. I believe in giving you the best when it comes to culinary cooking and serving people as a whole. So children are special to us, especially to me, to feed the hungry. I've never been hungry. I don't know what hunger is, but I've been around people that are less fortunate, that don't have anything. When I say anything, I mean a big zero, nothing. And for them to come out here and get a little something to fill that hunger, that void in their lives, put shoes on their feet, clothes on their back, that is a blessing to them. And it's a blessing to us to be able to do so. And if we continue to do this, it's going to get bigger. It's going to spread. It's going to spread. And you have to think about it and know about it in order to do something about it. And we are doing just that right here in the heart of Landover Hills, Maryland, where our church is seated, and we feel good about what we do. Everybody's here to serve, volunteer. Nobody gets no monies, no pay. No. This is free will from our heart to their heart. And when you do willingly for God, it's going to be blessed. It's already blessed. And we know that. From the cold waters to the little drinks, may not seem like a lot to some people, but these that are in need, it means everything. It means everything. We know some people left here today, as Weight Watchers said, if you had anything to eat today, you're not hungry. You're not hungry. So we know we fed some people today that were hungry.
We thank you so very much. We're you know, this is our first one this year, and we're excited about it. If anyone has any clothing that's in good shape, we don't want anything that you wouldn't wear, bring it to us during the week. The address is 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland, Suite 205 and 206. We're actually at the building on Thursdays from 8 to 9. You can also call at 240-312-3866, and someone can make arrangements to meet you here. You can drop it off, but we're going to be getting the word out more and more every month, and so we're going to be needing to replenish our shelves. As always, we just ask you to come on out. We're giving it away free, and tell somebody if they need something that they can come and they can get it right here at the church. And again, New Birth in Northwest D.C., Dr. Gregory at 1200 Kirby Street in Northwest. They'll be doing the same thing, and more people are going to be doing it, going to be doing great things on next third Sunday. We're going to be doing credit report, credit education, identity theft prevention. We're going to be doing that also. So we're looking to great things for God to bless us. And all of this is absolutely free, doesn't cost you anything. So tell somebody, please, ma'am, please, sir, about what's going on in your community at the Heart of God Baptist Church in Maryland and at the New Birth Church in Washington, D.C. All right, we're going to ask, ready for the word. We got a young lady here by the name of Minister Elaine Mitchell Sykes. She's got a message for us today,
And we're excited about the message that she has to bring. And so we're going to turn the mic over to her, and we're going to hear what thus said the Lord. So we ask you to listen attentively in your tent door as she comes and shares with us just a little sermonette. We don't want to do all this outreach without anyone getting some word. Amen. That's what it's all about, getting the word. And if you don't get the word, amen, I don't think we would have done everything that we needed to do. So we want to get the word out to you. We want to get the word out to you in a way that you can understand it. And so we're going to turn the microphone over to Minister Sykes. Minister Sykes.
Amen. God bless you. On today, I just wanted to leave some words of encouragement to everyone out there that's listening. And I'm going to take my title from Psalms 121, which states, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Relying on God. Relying on God. Relying on God for your all. We must realize that we cannot depend nor rely on others. Society will have us to think that we are standing on our own merits and accomplishments. But if the truth really be told, if it had not been for God, the adversary would have eaten us up and thrown us away a long time ago. But because of who God is, God has blessed us so we can still stand firm in his word. God has shielded us and protected us so many times from the forces of the enemy. Don't get it twisted now. We are not in control of our lives. The only one we can truly rely on and depend on is God. We must learn how to wait on God and obey him. We must first seek God. Matthew 6:33 tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When there are challenges in our lives, God uses or allows these challenges to happen to help strengthen us and for us to trust him more. There are times in our spiritual walk with God when we cannot go to our spiritual fathers, who are our spiritual leaders in our churches, but we have to go to our Heavenly Father. God will remove anything or anyone in our lives that we depend on more than we depend on him. We must learn how to depend on God for everything that we need. God is a jealous God, and his word tells us that we should have no other gods before him. So we must lean and depend on God at all times. Isaiah 25:4 tells us, God is strength for the poor, the needy, the distress, even the many storms that we encounter in our lives. And there are times when we are going to encounter many storms in our lives. And the person that can help us through those storms is God. We can't look to the left. We can't look to the right. We can't even look to our family members, because a lot of them are going through also. So we can only look to God, who will give us the stamina and the perseverance to stand strong in him. Psalms 46:1 tells us that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is the anchor that holds us firmly together. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be today? So I just wanted to stop by to encourage you today to continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help, because your help cometh from God. God is the only one
that we can really totally depend on and totally lean on. Because if we had to look to man to trust and to rely on, see, man will let you down every time. But if you look to God, amen, if you look to God, he will work it out. He will do the impossible. Because with God, all things are possible if we only believe. Trust and believe and never doubt. Truly, God will bring you out. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And truly, God will take you through every circumstance or every challenge that you face in your life. Give it to him and let him do it. Because, see, we can't do it. Because if we try to do it, we'll mess it up. But I know a man. Hiya, hiya, hiya. I know a man. Hallelujah. That sits high. Hallelujah. And he looks down at us. And he's with us every step of the way. So no matter what you're going through out there, just remember that God can and God will work it out. Work it out, God, and that he will do. God bless you. May heaven shine on you, and may he give your souls the peace that you need. God bless you today.
Let's give it up for the preacher. Amen. Amen. Minister Lane Mitchell Sykes. Amen. Awesome, awesome job. I tell you. I feel all right now. The word went out, and we're excited about the word, how it can change us, how it can benefit us, and how it molds and shapes us. We are blessed to be able to have a young lady like that be able to deliver the word. Again, if you want to hear any of this broadcast, or if you want to hear this word again, approximately 15 minutes after 3, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. /Pastor's Aid and scroll down to the on demand section, and the title is June Free Day, and you can scroll and you can hear this message again. Always available any time of day. You can go there and you can hear the message. So God bless you one and all for everything that you've done today. We thank God again. A big shout out to our deacons for spearheading it and all the help of everyone that helped to get all the tables and all the clothing, all the food together. Big shout out to you all. We say that God be the glory. We're looking forward to next month where we're going to do it all over again. Amen. Possibly have some of our young people do some dancing and possibly invite some folk to come in and do some singing and just get out in the community and let some know that they're loved and that we love them and that we care for them. All right, wrap it up for us. We get ready to start closing in and wrapping things up. But again, this is our first one. Looking forward to the rest of the summer. It's going to be a great summer. So tell a friend, tell a buddy, tell someone what's going on in your community, and we'll be glad to have them on next third Saturday. And if you need a place to worship, we begin our worship service at 9:30 here at the Heart of God Baptist Church at 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. We start at 9:30, go to about 11 o'clock, and that's every Sunday here at the church. So God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you, and we're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday or on next third Saturday. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.